USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
At last check, there was a 16-hour wait to view the casket of Queen Elizabeth II in London, and people are doing so amidst the chilliest temperatures in months. The line to see Her Majesty lying in state at Westminster Hall stretches at least 5 miles. King Charles and William, the new Prince of Wales, honored the crowd's patience by making an unannounced visit to greet people waiting in the queue. President Biden is on his way there with the First Lady ahead of the state funeral for the Queen Monday. The event itself will be unprecedented logistically.
The security for Queen Elizabeth's funeral will be the most expensive single-day operation in UK history. The price tag to protect Monday's event is more than $7.5 million and is the largest policing operation the UK police have ever undertaken. London is combining the efforts of the British MI5 and MI6, Secret Service, Global Intelligence Bureaus, and local officers. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
As expected, the Justice Department has asked the Federal Appeals Court to let it use documents seized at Mar-a-Lago for their investigation into how former President Trump used the records. A lower court barred the department from using the materials. The department told the 11th Circuit that the documents taken from the South Florida estate includes highly sensitive documents and that denying prosecutors immediate access to them would delay their investigation at a heightened risk to national security. It's asking for a ruling, quote, as soon as practical. Yeshiva University has pulled the plug abruptly on all student club activities due to a U.S. Supreme Court decision removing a hold on a court order forcing the Orthodox Jewish school to recognize the YU Pride Alliance, an LGBTQ group. University officials said in an email that it will immediately take steps to protect its religious freedom. You're listening to USA Radio News.
You know, it's true. Difficult times have a way of focusing us. We have to think about what matters most when it comes to our spending, our health care. No doubt, this is why so many people are joining MediShare right now. MediShare is a trusted way to save up to 50% on your monthly health care costs. More than 400,000 people have already made the switch. It's pretty obvious why, too, especially now during this challenging season with healthcare costs and out-of-pocket expenses going up. MediShare can save you a lot of money. The typical family saves $500 a month. And MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry that's worked beautifully for 29 years. There are different options to choose from to fit your budget. I'll give you the number here in a second. And if you call, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Maybe now is the perfect time to make the switch and start saving. Here you go. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Republican leaders in the Arizona legislature say they will not try to defend a law it recently passed that would limit up-close filming of police. A federal judge blocked the law from taking effect next week on First Amendment grounds. It was challenged by news media organizations and the American Civil Liberties Union. The bill sponsor, State Representative John Kavanaugh, said he has not been able to find an outside group to defend the law. The groups are now going to ask for the law to be blocked permanently. Attorneys for Nicholas Cruz, the gunman in the Parkland, Florida school shooting, asked the judge to recuse herself from the case after she scolded them when they abruptly rested their case after calling a fraction of their witnesses. The Broward County Public Defender's Office said in their motion that Judge Elizabeth Shearer held longstanding animosity toward lead defense lawyer Melissa McNeil. Prosecutors said in a response that Shearer has been respectful to both sides. The sudden announcement by McNeil to rest led to a heated exchange between her and Shearer. The judge calling the decision without warning to her or the prosecution, quote, the most uncalled for, unprofessional way to try a case. Western Alaska could see flooding and high winds as remnants of a typhoon move toward the Bering Sea region. Meanwhile, in the Caribbean, Puerto Rico is under a hurricane warning as Tropical Storm Fiona makes a pass for the Commonwealth. It's expected to be called a hurricane by the time she arrives. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns.
O'Reilly Auto Parts provides more than just the right parts for your repair. Our professional parts people can also offer free check engine light diagnosis. We can scan your vehicle and provide a list of possible fixes, find the right parts for you, or recommend a great local repair shop. Don't ignore your check engine light. Stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.